Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Plato is mixing up their smell. They're coming up with grown-up scents. Now, they were very careful to call them grown-up scents and not adult scents. Because whenever I hear the word adult anything, I automatically think of sex.
Yeah.
So if they were to go with adult scents, imaginations would start running wild.
Grown-up scent is much better.
Grown-up scent. Stuff like mom jeans and pumpkin spice lattes. That's what Play-Doh is going to smell like with this new line of Play-Doh that they're coming out with. So,
what does mom jeans smell like?
I don't know, right? How do mom jeans smell any different than regular jeans, right? We did some brainstorming, though, of some grown-up scents that Play-Doh can use here. Just imagine opening up a thing of Play-Doh. Oh, Metamucil.
This one smells like credit card debt.
Oh, this one smells like going to bed at 7:30 on a Friday.
Rub A535.
Ooh, this one smells like the Weather Channel theme song.
What about this one? Baby spit up.
Oh, this one smells like a case of OV.
Whole wheat.
Oh, this one smells like getting excited about a 2-for-1 deal on chicken breasts.
Oh, what about this one? This one smells like unwashed hair.
Oh, this one smells like Diet Fresca.
Diet Fresca? Sign me up. Anyway, this one smells like lack of sleep.
Oh, this one smells like Cherry's Jubilee and Lobster Thermidor.
Oh, this one? Yep, paper towel.
This one smells like Sunday brunch at a 3-star hotel.
This one smells good. Drool on your pillow.
Oh, this one smells like Robin Donuts when you were allowed to smoke inside.
I don't know about this one. It smells like morning breath.
This one smells like complaining about teenagers hanging out in front of the gas station.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to like this one. Vodka, Red Bull, burps.
This one smells like not knowing how the remote works.
This one smells like sadness.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. Hey, it's time for some crew shout-outs.
Ouch! Ouch!
Take it away, Stacy and Clayton.
Shout-out to Smarties and M&M's. Thanks for making trail mix 100 times better. Sometimes eating trail mix... Actually, no. Every time you eat trail mix, it just turns into a game of find the chocolate.
Shout-out to Eggs Benedict. Thanks for making me feel super fancy when I order breakfast. Yes, I'll have the Eggs Benedict, please. Medium rare. No, I don't mean soft. I mean medium rare. Always say Eggs Benedict instead of Eggs Benny. Eggs Benny just dumbs it down.
Shout out to people who work outside. As someone who works indoors and sits for 6 hours a day in a heated building with a heating pad on my chair going nonstop, I don't know how you do it. Outdoor workers, you're like freezer butter, the opposite of soft.
The opposite of a shout out to the furnace in the movie Home Alone. How scary was that freaking furnace? And while we're talking about Home Alone here, why didn't Kevin want to sleep in the attic? When you watch Home Alone this Christmas, check it out. It's like the coolest room ever, the ultimate hangout spot, but not cool enough for Kevin, I guess.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Shout out to air mattresses that don't have a tiny hole in them and slowly leak throughout the night, so you end up waking up on the floor. Just kidding, those air mattresses don't exist.
Finally, shout out to cheese cubes. Don't know about you, but when I'm at an event with food and I see a giant plate of cheese cubes, I get pretty excited. And for some reason, cheese cubes always taste better at a church reception hall. Why does church cheese taste so much better than regular cheese?
One of the reasons I really love my job is because Clayton and I will be chatting in the morning about, you know, legitimate things we want to talk about. And then we get just completely off tangent, sidebar, distracted about something completely random, and it becomes part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this morning, we aired a couple of our shout outs, and one of those shout outs was to church cheese slash funeral cheese slash
First communion cheese?
Trying to cover all the bases here. Regardless, there is just something about cheese that's served at a funeral or at a, even in a wedding, like a midnight lunch or something at a hotel.
I think it has to do with the hall, like the church reception hall.
Maybe that's what it is.
Any cheese that is served at a church reception hall is going to be like the best cheese you've ever had in your entire life.
I feel like part of the allure as well is the consistency of it. Okay. As in, like, every slice is perfect.
Yeah.
It's there. One's not super thick because I hate thick sliced cheese. Okay. I'm very particular about my cheese.
Obviously.
And the cubes are just the right size.
Every cube is perfect.
Even though they've been sometimes, because like I also used to only like cold cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But church cheese sits out for a while and it still tastes amazing.
You really harp on me for being a picky eater because I don't like mushrooms and onions. And you're like, the cheese slices can't be too thick and I don't like it when they're cold. And
that's not being particular, Clayton. That's being picky. It's being particular.
Oh, yeah. Nailed the delivery there, too.
Damn
hey,
it.
Like it seems like every church has like a cheese lady named Glenda.
Yeah, who's like just, who's their caterer?
Her entire job is to just sit in the back and cut cheese perfectly. Like that's her whole job. Because like every church event, like after church, if there's a reception in the back, like sometimes that happens at baptisms or whatever, and there's that giant plate of cheese cubes. It's like a pyramid of cubes. And whenever I see that, I'm just like, all right, it's game time. This is my Super Bowl.
You get a separate little plate for just cheese.
Oh, absolutely. That's a veteran move right there. You get one plate for your egg salad and your cucumber sandwiches, because those are always there as well at church events. And then you get one plate just for cheese cubes. And oh, man, church cheese.
You know,
it hits differently for some reason.
It does. And I think I know how, maybe why. You know, there's like wedding crashers.
Yeah.
And I know that there are such a thing as funeral crashers, but I'm not trying to say that they like crash it and like, hey, everybody, I'm here. But there are people who keep an eye on the obituaries and attend funerals.
No, just for
maybe
the cheese.
Maybe it's for the cheese.
Come on.
Maybe it's for the cheese.
I'm going to go with no on that one. And if you are crashing one of these events just for cheese,
get a grip.
Get a hobby or something, actually. Remember when CDs had hidden tracks on them?
Oh, man.
Like, remember when a band would say, hey, we got 12 songs on this album, and you'd listen to it for the first time, start to finish.
So good.
The 12th song wraps up, and you're like, man, that was an amazing album. And then, boom.
30, 45 seconds later, a secret track.
See, that's the thing. It wasn't like right after that last track. You had to like wait a little bit because if it was just right after, it wouldn't be a hidden track, right?
I know.
Like,
there's no excitement to a 13th
track. You had to earn it. And I remember having like a CD for a couple years without even realizing there was a hidden track on there. Because I didn't read like the pamphlet inside the CD. Like, you know how back in the day it came with like a booklet and it had pictures and stories about
you
the songs
and stuff?
You
never went through and checked lyrics and everything? Oh, I love the booklet part.
I'm a busy guy, Stacey. Okay, I don't have time for that kind of stuff. But that's where they would usually give away like the hidden track, or you know, a friend of a friend would let you know. But when you would discover that hidden track for the first time, man, what a great feeling, right? Like, you would call your friends and be like, oh my God, did you get the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album? Like, did you notice this? Like, it was the highlight of your week.
And then the thing is, too, if you wanted to listen to it again, you couldn't get to it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, like, listen to the 12th song again and then wait for the 13th one to happen.
It was frustrating, but at the same time, like, that's why it's
such
a hidden track.
It reminds me, too, of when you go to a movie now and it's become a thing to, you know, as the credits are rolling, all of a sudden, boom, they show a couple of, like, blooper clips.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if it's a DC or Marvel movie, a lot of times they'll run a bit of a trailer for the next movie coming up. And so now I've noticed if you go to a movie, a lot of times people just sit. Because, like, when the credits start rolling, you get out of there.
Yeah.
But now people just sit and sit. And what movie was I watching where someone was like, oh yeah, there's a great tease, like you need to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited and waited and waited, and there was nothing. I think Sean and I sat there for like a good 4 minutes watching Best Boy Grip, Key Boy Grip, hair, makeup, catering, all these people, and there was nothing. It was so disappointing.
The best is the people who stay in the theater judging the other people leaving before the credits are over because they know something's coming up. They're just sitting there. Fools, all of you. Every year around Christmas time, Monopoly will come out with a new edition.
Mm-hmm.
And by new edition, I mean it's basically the same game, but a different theme.
Like Star Wars.
Oh, it's Harry Potter Monopoly. Everything's the exact same, except it's Harry Potter stuff, and it's twice as expensive as normal Monopoly.
Isn't there even a Saskatoon Monopoly?
Oh, yeah. There's a North Battleford-opoly. Like, you know what's getting ridiculous, and no offense, North Battleford, but you know what's getting ridiculous when there's a North Battleford-opoly. There's an opoly for everything. There's probably a Cruise Mornings-opoly out there somewhere.
What?
Just kidding.
No.
Just kidding. There is an actual new version of Monopoly, though. Not just like a different theme or something like that. It's called Monopoly for Sore Losers.
And oh,
if you have someone in your life, and I think we all have this one friend who is so good at Monopoly, like they have a strategy that always works, and they are just so smug about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like midway through the game, oh, another $750 from Charles. Thanks a bunch. That's going to my college fund. La-di-da. Like they're just the worst to play against because they're so good. This is the game for you, because when you get knocked out of the game, you can come back in and you can ruin their game.
What?
So if they're talking trash and they're making you feel like a piece of garbage, you can be like, okay, I'll remember this, Jeff. I'll remember this. Basically, you go around the board, and I don't know the exact rules for the game, but you go around the board, and if you land on something that's not bought, you get like a coin. And if you get enough coins, when you get knocked out, you can buy yourself into the game. And then when you go around the board, if you land on someone's spot, they owe you money. Or you send them to jail. There's a bunch of things you can do. So basically, you're just coming back into the game to mess with people. Like, you're not
that
buying properties.
Sweet.
I love it. Because, like, Monopoly ruins friendships. It ruins relationships.
Can I just say, I'm sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the last time I played Monopoly.
What?
Like, I haven't played Monopoly since... like, legitimately played it since, like, maybe before high school?
That's a lie. Come
on. That is not a lie.
Everyone plays Monopoly, like, at least once a year. Mm-mm. You're sitting around, nothing to do on a Friday, and that one friend's like, you guys want to play Monopoly? And it's like, yeah.
No.
Sure. Really? You've never had one of those random Monopoly nights?
I did. My grandma had a ton of Monopoly money growing up that we always played with when we were playing, like, house and stuff. She had a lot of Monopoly money.
But
no game.
That's the creepiest thing ever. Here in Saskatoon, we are dangerously close to living a real Simpsons episode.
Like,
tell me
more.
Simpsons episode might come to life right here in Saskatoon. Yesterday, the city, they put like a booze curfew on nightclubs and bars.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get booze at a restaurant or bar or whatever after...
Just nightclub.
Just nightclub?
Nightclubs.
Nightclub and bars. Gotcha. If the cases keep going up and up and up... they're saying that they might just shut down booze sales altogether. Have a little mini prohibition here in Saskatoon.
Just like the old days.
Yeah, right? And just like that episode of The Simpsons, where Bart got drunk at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it makes Mayor Joe Quimby ban all alcohol. And he gets Rex Banner to come in and police this thing.
You're out there somewhere, Beer Baron, and I'll find you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
So yeah, Homer's the beer baron because during Prohibition, he fills bowling balls up with beer.
Right.
Throws a gutter ball, goes through a series of tunnels into Moe's Tavern.
Sneaky.
This could be Saskatoon in a week if the COVID cases keep going up. And hopefully they don't. Knock on wood here. Hopefully they don't go up and we get our poop in a group here. But if cases keep going up and we keep, you know, saying no more alcohol at this place, no more alcohol at that place, no more alcohol in general, we have a prohibition, we might need to hire Rex Banner to walk around Saskatoon and police this thing.
I wonder what kind of interesting ways, you know, like the bowling ball into Moe's Tavern. Clearly that's a little, you know, far-fetched. But what if people did start thinking of like ways to sneak it in?
Drones. Have flying drones.
You know, the best story I ever heard about someone sneaking booze into something was a gentleman was attending a summer festival out in a park. He went to that park weeks in advance before the festival and buried a 2-6 of vodka in the park. And then they set up the park for the show. He goes over to the tree in the corner within the fenced park, dug up his booze. Boom. He's having a great time.
I don't know who this guy is. I don't even know if he's Canadian. But if he is, he should be the next Prime Minister of Canada. mechanic guilt.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you bring your car to the mechanic and they're like, what have you been doing? And you feel really guilty. You're like, I'm so sorry. Just please fix my car. I know I let you down. I know you're judging me based on the awfulness that is my car, but you put your winter tires on backwards or something?
My dad did.
Oh, come on, Abe.
I know. And honestly, it's an amazing benefit to have your dad be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I took it to Market Tire yesterday and they were like, who put on your winter tires? Mm-hmm. And instantly my heart's pounding and I'm like, my dad, mm-hmm. why? What's wrong? And the front two are just backwards. That's all. They just have to be flipped.
Mechanics always say it like that too. Hey, when did you check your brake pads last?
It's just instantly like...
when did... there's that long judging in there, hey? When did you check your oil last?
So who put on your tires?
Immediately you know that they're going to be like, yeah, this is bad. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're doing. Of course I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I'm bringing my car to you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
There are some other guilty scenarios, though. For example, the dentist guilt.
Oh, geez.
Maybe the worst. Like when your dentist is giving you the go around with that little mirror and they're like, oh, when was the last time you flossed, Clayton? I don't know. When did Shrek 2 come out?
Yeah.
Because that was probably the last time.
I don't
time.
Even bother. I just tell the truth now. I'm like, you know what? I floss once a year. It's when I come here.
Yeah. And the
you
dentist
do it for me.
And the dentist always does that kind of thing, you know, just judging you. And like, again, it's nothing major and you'll definitely sleep at night. But you think about it like, oh, I wonder if Jeff the mechanic is thinking about my brake pads and how bad they were in. You know, like, did, like they forget
they
you
care.
After 20 minutes, right? There's
yeah.
a new client that comes in, but in your head, where you're the center of the universe, you're like, oh, like, should I bring Jeff a basket of mini muffins as an apology for my awful brake pads or something? Like
another guilt people feel, hairdresser guilt.
As a balding man, I can't relate.
Maybe you don't relate, but if you happen to, you know, go to a different hairdresser or try to trim your ends yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go back to your hairdresser. Don't even get me started.
No?
Yeah.
Why? It's, like, go through it.
Because it's the same thing. It's like, oh, did someone trim your hair?
Oh, and it's like you're cheating on them
exactly.
with someone else.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Major guilt.
I've had that situation before at the mechanic as well, because I bought a car through a dealership, so I have a warranty. So you just take it to the dealership, fix it for me, and you peace out.
Right.
Well, one time I got an oil change at one of those like quick oil change places because I really needed one done, and you're supposed to get it done at the dealership.
Right.
And
right.
they're like, did someone else change your oil? And I was like, I'm so sorry, okay? Please take me back. Please take me back. I'll never do it again.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.